You know, many people have in their heads that a coup has to be a military coup. No, a coup can also be an executive, a so-called president or prime minister who ignores the rest of a government where there are checks and balances. You know, Netanyahu in Israel, what he did with the courts there, what Viktor Orban in Hungary has done in Hungary with the other checks on executive power. These are coups in terms of overwhelming a government that is supposed to otherwise represent the people. The advantage of using a term like coup to describe what's going on right now is it gets people sensitized to how dangerous what is going on is for our democracy, that it's basically unraveling our democracy. And it also enables people to wake up. I mean, so many people are overwhelmed, Heather, by the flooding of the zone. There's every day there are more initiatives that so many people say, that's outrageous. You can't do that. Can they do that? That's outrageous. But if you see it all as part of a coup, if you can put the label, the coup on it, then it's less flooding. I mean, then you actually have something to attach to. You can say, well, this is all about creating a dictatorship in the United States that is not being controlled, that is basically Trump and Musk and Vance, a regime, not administration, and not a country and a government of and by and for the people, but a government of and by and for Trump and Musk and Vance and the billionaires behind them.